Welcome to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 31. Today's episode is called How One Donor Can Unlock the Door to Tens, Hundreds, and Thousands of New Donors. And before we jump in, I just wanted to share, I got a chance to be a part of the Global Leadership Summit that took place at Willow Creek Community Church this last week. And I am probably, my mind is a little bit mind blown. And they say it's like drinking from a fire hose to be a part to, you know, attend this leadership summit. But I have to say it was so incredible. And, but I wanted to just share one little takeaway that I took from this, the leadership summit. And it's this, is that I listened to over 10, well, there's probably, close to 20 speakers that were a part of this. And, after it was all said and done, of course, each person gave exceptional speeches. Some of the speakers were Andy Stanley, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, Brian Stevenson, who is a social activist. I mean, tons and tons of great speakers. But after it was done, like the first day especially, I kind of had this aha moment about how when we speak about something, how so many people are, as they're listening, they think, wow, that was really a great speech and you did it, you know, shared really great content. But it's hard for our mind to process that information and to really pull away these profound comments, you know. So I'm really glad I took good notes. But after it was done, I thought specifically about an Maya Angelou quote that I actually put in my book Fundraising Freedom, which is people won't remember what you said, but they will remember how they made you feel. And I thought that was so profound because, after the first day I got a chance, you know, great speakers, but I went really wanting to hear from Sheryl Sandberg and Andy Stanley. And after it was done, I was like, oh my gosh, Brian Stevenson spoke on social activism and it was just so profound. He was so good. But in the end, it wasn't what he said. It was how he made me feel. And he brought emotion to his message. He made me want to do something. He made me want to get up out of my seat and go do something about what's happening. He basically defends, young people who are in the justice system, those who are under the age of 18, who are being sentenced to life sentences, as children. And he's really battling the, you know, racial injustice of our times. And so it was just really a fantastic message that he gave. But after it was all done, I mean, I couldn't even like go talk to, I was there with a couple of my friends and I had to almost like remove myself because I was so emotional after he was done speaking. And on my drive home, because this was in Chicago and I live in St. Louis, but on my drive home, I was listening to his actual TED talk that he did, which he has over 3 million views. You can check it out on just online, just look up Brian Stevenson, Brian, B-R-Y-A-N. But his message was so good, but his TED talk did not give me that same emotion. And I thought that was so incredible because I was like, oh my gosh, here is, you know, there's something about being in the same room. And it really just hit back on some of the things that I've been sharing on this podcast, is that we can bring something when we're in the room with someone, that there's an energy there that just changes the dynamic of how you can move people to do something. And sometimes that is just not captured through social media, through videos that are done, even though that is a great source. But the best way that you can impact somebody's life is to get face to face with them, if at all possible. So all that to be said is that I wanted to jump in today's content, and that was kind of the setup to the fact that I was like, it only takes one donor. You know, how can one donor unlock the door to tens, hundreds, and thousands of new donors? And how can a Brian Stevenson, who gets up on stage, and of course there were tens of thousands of people, actually hundreds of thousands of people who are listening to his speech, and how he could move those people, one person could move them to go do something to make a difference. And I'm not sure how many people will actually do something, but all that to be said is that it really only takes one. And I know I harp on this a lot, but I wanted to tell you, I've been telling you what to do, but I feel like I haven't told you why. You know, why you need to get that one person to move your organization forward. So, okay, so here we go. So why do you need this one donor? So the one donor is really the person, whenever somebody asks me, about helping them with their nonprofit or what it is that they're doing, if I hear that they have one person who's giving to their cause, that gives me an incredible hope for them. Because if one person believes in you enough to financially invest in what you're doing, it means that there are other people who will do the same. Okay? So you only need one donor to really gain that, okay, I can do this, and that there's other people just like them. Okay, so now why do we need that one person? So you really, what it all comes down to is getting feedback. And we often, we go in, we make a request for somebody to give, we take their donation and we move on. And then we go to the next person, we try and get them, we take their donation and we move on. Or we try and blast out our message through large, you know, avenues, whether that's through print pieces or social media or videos or any of those sorts of things, to try and just mass catch as many people as possible. But what I want you to get from this is that you really need to have a target. You have to have a person that really represents your people. And this is really important, because when it comes down to it, we're not that different from each other. And I mentioned, you know, our personality, the DISC model, on last week's podcast. And it's because we really do fall into a smaller group of, you know, how we process information and how we understand the world. And so if we can get into the heads of the people who are passionate about what we do, we can really reach a lot more people. So I'm going to break this down. So I'm reading this incredible book. It's called The Brain Audit by Sean D'Souza. And he talks about the target profile, not your target audience, but a target profile. So someone, this one person who represents your ideal donor for your cause. And so basically you start off with a demographic. You know, who are your people? I mean, you know exactly who your people are. Who are the ones that are interested in your cause? What are some characteristics about them? You know, are they male? Are they female? Are they kids? Are they adults? Are they older generation, younger generation? They have a certain, affinity towards something. And those are typically your demographic. You have it broken down into, okay, people who care about X, and that's who I'm targeting. So then you want to pick one person in that demographic, somebody who represents the ideal age, community, the things that they do have an affinity for. You've got that one person. So what's so important about finding that one person is that they're not just this big scope of all these people. You know, like sometimes when you say, here's my demographic, here are the kinds of people that I'm looking for, it's easy not to give them human characteristics. It's easy not to, think about the person behind that demographic. So I want you to really nail down on that one person who is giving to your cause. So that how we move from one to 10 to thousands, hundreds to thousands, is that we have one person who really represents our ideal donor. And so from here, now that you've picked that person, the next thing is to actually talk to that person. Have a conversation with them about why they give to you. So why did they make a decision to say yes? Now, you've already had the conversation previous with them asking them to give, and then in response, they gave. Or maybe they reached out to you and said that they were interested in giving, and so they came to you. And maybe that's your ideal donor, is that you want people to come to you. So what made this person go out of their way to come to you to ask how they could be a part of your cause, or vice versa? So that is where when you invite them to have a conversation, it's very intentional. So you are talking with them about what matters to them in their own language. So they're telling you why they said yes. What did you do? What did you say? Or what is it about the mission that they cared about? And now you are just listening. your whole purpose for having this conversation with them. And ideally, this conversation is going to happen in person. So invite them to sit down with you. If they don't live in the same geographic location, jump on video with them, whether that's Skype or Zoom or whatever program you use, and just have a conversation with them about why they're giving to your cause. And so as you're doing that, you are jotting down notes. Ideally, if you can get this, if you do it by video and you can record the conversation, that would be fantastic, because then you can go back and listen to the video again and be able to kind of pinpoint some of the things that they said. But if you can, if you're in person, and just jot down or make a mental note about some very specific things that they're saying back to you about why they said yes, because this is going to be critical for what you do next. So first and foremost, get that information from them. Why did they say yes? Dig into some conversation about what matters to them and what it is that you're doing that they care about. And then from here, you take one of the things that they said and you pick apart what it is that they shared with you. What is it that they said that you were doing that fulfilled a need that they had? So we all know that nobody gives for no reason, right? Like, we all are part of the causes that we care about because it is doing something for us. It is a transactional situation here, because if I give money to a cause or to an individual, there's a reason why I gave to that specific person, and I'm receiving benefit from that. So don't think that it's just, oh, it's just out of the kindness of their heart. Well, they're getting something in exchange. So when you're talking to them, find out what that something is. Is it that they, wanted to see lives change, that personally they wanted to feel like they were making a difference? They wanted their name on something. They wanted their business to receive recognition. There's lots of different reasons why people give. But find out specifically why this person did it. And then address what problem that you solved. What did your organization do to fulfill this need in someone else? Okay, so from there, when you get the feedback from this person, I want you to be able to take what it is that they're saying and be able to say it back to them. So it's basically saying, what I hear you saying is, and then repeat it back to them and see if you get a response. You should see their eyes light up. You should see something about that response when you say, okay, so what I hear you saying is that the reason why you are part of our cause is because of X. And see if they're, yes, that's exactly, you hit it right on the head, on the nail on the head. So all you're trying to do is put into words why people are giving to your cause. And I know that this seems kind of silly. It seems maybe a little bit, unnecessary, but for you to be able to speak the same language as your donors, it will cause you to be able to communicate with them in a much better way. You'll be able to be more clear. You'll be able to articulate what it is that you do, and you'll be able to really resonate with the right person that you want to be a part of your cause. So I think sometimes we just put these cookie cutter, these statements on our print materials. We put these, nice verbiage, that we put up on our print, that we say, especially because we think that that's what our donors want to hear. And instead of actually speaking their language and saying what it is that they're thinking, when you give to a cause, use this example for one of the causes that you support and really nail down why you chose to give to them. What was it? What did they do? What did they say? What resonated in your heart that prompted you to pull out your checkbook or to jump online and make that contribution? What was it that made you just kind of flip the switch? And that's exactly the same thing that you're trying to create in your own donors. You're not trying to manipulate them. You're not trying to scam them into giving to your cause. And, when I was at this Global Leadership Summit this last week, they did a time where they asked people to financially give to their association, which allowed for this leadership summit to be broadcast all over the world. and they took up a donation, and I actually videotaped the entire process because I wanted to hear how Bill Hybels, the pastor of this mega church, was able to move the audience to financially give. And what I loved about his message, okay, they had a great testimonial. They had somebody that came up and gave a message of how this association impacted his life. He was from Liberia or Libya or something. I don't even know, but he was foreign and he had a great message. And then the next thing was they showed this really great produced video of Bill Hybels. And then Bill got up on stage and he made his heartfelt ask to the audience. And he told the people in the audience, if you feel pressured to give right now, I want you to not give. This is not a message for you. If you feel pressured, if you are not interested, you don't have any interest in what it is that we're asking for, I do not want you to give. This is a message for the people who hear what we're doing and want to be a part of it. And so he made it really clear is that I'm not talking to everybody here. Not everybody is going to say yes to what it is that we're doing. And that's okay. And that's the same thing for you, is that not everybody is going to want to say yes to your cause. And that's okay, because you have an ideal person, that one person who is your ideal target profile. And that's who you're talking to right now. So when you get yourself in a position where you're actually sitting down with somebody, the whole goal is that before you even sit down with them, they fit all the criteria, that they're in your demographic, they fit that perfectly as to what it is that you want to see come into your organization. So you wouldn't even be sitting in the situation with them if it wasn't a good fit. You know that. You wouldn't even be sitting across the table with them. So just because you put this person's name on a sheet of paper does not qualify them to be a part of your cause. So that is why I just want to continue to be able to share with you that there's a way to find your ideal people, to find people that resonate with your cause and not necessarily just people who are friends and family and people who are, concerned about whether you eat tomorrow. So this whole target profile, my intent of sharing this with you is that you have to hear from your donors. You've got to listen in and be able to resonate with what it is that they're saying and how and why they said yes to you. I think sometimes we have a good idea of why people want to be a part of our causes. And so that's typically what we say. And, it typically does resonate. But what I want to find out, what I want you to identify is who's your perfect donor. Like those ones who are not going to come necessarily with strings attached, the ones that are going to want to serve and be a part of what it is that you're doing. And you know what? You may be okay with donors of all ranges because you just say, hey, we want anybody who wants to be a part of this. And that is awesome. So you're going to blast it from the mountaintops, but I just want you to be able to use the verbiage that comes from your donors so that you know exactly how to connect with the right people. And we get caught up in sometimes getting locked into that we know best, that nobody knows our cause as well as we do. And I want to challenge you on that today. I want to challenge you that the best person, the person who knows your cause best, is the person who's giving to your cause. The person who can see from the outside. They don't have any, biases about what's going on. They can see from a true lens of perception. How are they perceiving your work? And if they are fired up and loving everything that you're doing, I want to know why. I want to know why they are fired up. Tell me so that I can tell others the same thing. This is great too when it comes to testimonials, when you're sharing in print pieces and promotional materials, why people are giving to your cause. We tend to lean towards the person we're serving, and we don't always lean towards the person who's supporting it. So we don't lean to the donor. So I want to challenge you today to get the message from your donor, because who's going to best resonate with future donors, current donors, right? So your current donor is going to be able to connect with your future donors. And just like your constituents, the people that you serve are going to resonate with other people that you want to serve. They're going to be able to bring in those same people that you want to serve. But you got to get those demographics right. I do want to know what's happening. I do want to hear those great testimonials of how you're serving your audience, how you're serving your people. But more importantly, I do want to hear from the people who are already giving to you and why they're so confident in the work that you're doing and why they feel like they just can't help but be a part of it. They can't help but want to give, and that they want to do more. They don't even feel like they're doing enough, that they're continuously being challenged to do more for the cause because it's that good and they feel so good about being a part of it. So today, identify one donor who's giving to your cause. Schedule a time to talk with them face-to-face or on video and ask them, why are you giving to our cause? I just want to take a few minutes. And so the whole buildup to how you're going to get this meeting with them is you're just going to say, hey, I'd love to ask you a couple questions about why you support our cause. And I'm sure they will not turn down the opportunity to share with you exactly why they give, why they said yes, and why they're so passionate about the work that you're doing. So take this time right now and identify that person, jot down their name, and reach out to them now, and then be able, while you're in that conversation with them, repeat back what they said. Repeat back. So what I hear what you're saying, the reason why you're a part of our cause, the reason why you're a part of what we do is X. Make sure that it resonates with them and they say yes. Or they might say, well, actually, that's not exactly it. It's this. And so give them the ability to clarify so that you can best articulate their message back to someone else. So, and then when I'm talking to a future donor, so I'm going to take all this information that I gathered from this one donor, and now I'm going to use this, I'm going to use their very words, and I'm going to translate that and share that with as many new potential donors as possible. And that's when, if I'm speaking in front of an audience or if I'm putting it in print, I'm able to say, our donors are saying X. This is why you need to be a part of what we're doing. Because it matters, because we're changing lives, because our donors can't even imagine not financially supporting this because we're making such an incredible impact that they feel privileged to be a part of something that's so much bigger than themselves. Whatever that is, use their words and put it in print and share it with others. And I guarantee you that that will resonate. And sometimes we, like I said, we put our own twist on what it is that we think our donors want, but why don't we just go ahead and ask them? Why don't we ask them what they think and actually use their information to impact our cause and to bring more people into the work that we're doing? So today, how you can take that one donor to unlock the doors to tens, hundreds, and thousands of new donors is that you invite that one person to be a part of your cause in a bigger way. So after you have this conversation with them, the ask is, would you be willing to share this with others? You're taking that one step further. So one, they tell you, and then the next thing is, would they be willing to share this very same thing that they told you with others? And whether that is, you invite them to open up their home. You invite them to speak at an upcoming gathering. You invite them to share that testimonial in video or in print. You ask their permission if you can use their testimonial in a print piece, along with possibly a picture of them or them and their company or them and their spouse. Some way that you can use that message to share with others so that others will catch the vision of what it is that you're doing and they'll want to come on board. So that's taking it to the next level. Now, when I talk about building out your team, this is all I'm talking about. It's not complicated. I'm not asking you to ask your donors or your volunteers to give anything more than what they're willing to give. But what I am encouraging you to do is to make the ask. You have to ask your donors if they want to be a part of it in a bigger way. You have to honor them and say, I care about what you think, And I think other people would care about what you think as well. And so I'd love to be able to raise your message to a new platform, to be able to share this to a larger audience. And this is when you start to get into inviting people to speak at events and giving them the ability to share on a bigger platform. And what that does, not only does it give you the ability to share their message with others, but it solidifies their interest in your cause. When I'm given an opportunity to share about a cause that I care about, it makes me mentally think about how can I do more? I mean, I do something, but if somebody asks me to speak on their behalf, it makes me want to do more. It's crazy how we mentally process that, but it kicks up, well, if I'm going to speak on behalf of this cause, I better be doing the most possible. I better be pulling in my resources and helping them to the best ability that I have to give to them. So think about some of those people in your life, the people who give to your cause where you're like, well, yeah, they're giving financially. Maybe they're giving $50 a month or $100 a month, but you know that they have the capacity to do $1,000 a month, or their company has the ability to give tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, but you've never been able to get past that initial donation where they're just giving something. Well, I'm telling you, this is the secret to it. You take the time to have a conversation with them and give them the ability to share their message with you, which means that they're putting verbiage in their own, they're being able to articulate it back to you why they care about what it is that you're doing and why they want to be a part of it, which just makes them want to do more. So I know it's hard to believe sometimes, but that is how it works. I mean, whenever you've been a part of something and somebody asks you to step up and start serving in leadership, it changes. It changes from, oh yeah, I give financially to that thing, to now I'm invested in that thing. And now you're starting to see that you're taking on ownership. And if your name's attached to it, you want it to be the best thing, right? Like, we don't put our name onto something without it being exceptional. I hope that that's you. you know, that you have a high standard, and I would believe that your donors have the same thing. The reason why they're giving and the reason why they even have financial ability to give to your cause is because somewhere along the line, they're probably pretty sharp and they're smart at business. They're smart at finances. They've been able to manage their money well so that they could give to your cause. So there's something more in them. And I just always feel like when somebody gives their time, their money, or their resources, the others will follow. So you have to start with one, start with whether that's, if it's money that they lead with, their time will follow, because nobody gives their money without having an interest in what it is that cause is doing. You know, so whether they put the time in to just find out more information about what it is you're doing or how their money impacted lives, it might be as simple as that. But it might be that they are interested in doing more. They just have never been asked. So here's your invitation. Here's your invitation to go ask them to first and foremost give their testimonial, give their reason behind why they're giving, and then take them to the next level. If you feel like this person has the ability to do more, you might start considering inviting them to be a part of this advisory group that I've been talking about, that team that surrounds you and your cause, that gives advice and insight so that you can better connect with future and potential donors. So I encourage you to do this today. Do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call your donors and just invite them in, because they care. They wouldn't be financially giving if they didn't care. So I invite you to do that today. And I just really want to highlight the fact that after spending those few days at the Global Leadership Conference Summit, I just was reminded about how privileged I am to be able to work with people like you. And I just believe so wholeheartedly in you and what it is that you're doing and how you're impacting lives. And I don't take that for granted. I feel very privileged to be able to share life with you guys. And I know that you have incredible ability to impact this world in such a way that no one else is gifted to do. So you are in a position to invite others to be a part of this. And I don't want you to take that for granted. I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity to invite others to do what you're doing. And, you know, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't feel like it was important and if you didn't feel like the people you're serving needed the services that you're providing. So do not be afraid. Stand firm. Be bold and courageous as you go and reach out to your donors and invite them to do more for your cause. So get out there and go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time. What could your favorite charity do if money were not an object? Most nonprofit leaders say they know what to do, they just don't know how to do it. What if you had a resource that showed you step by step how to raise the funds you need to fulfill your mission? Hi, I'm Mary Valone, author of Fundraising Freedom, and I've raised millions of dollars for charity, and I'd love to show you exactly how to do it and how to recruit the right team to back you. Fundraising Freedom, 7 Steps to Build and Sustain Your Next Campaign. Available now at maryvalone.com, amazon.com, and online at all major bookstores. Get your copy and give the gift of Fundraising Freedom to your favorite charity today.